I think if you are an author today, if you're a self-publishing author and you're not also doing audiobooks as well, you are hugely missing out. I started doing audiobooks with The Stone Man, and audiobooks are my print and Kindle book income again. But, you know, basically I pretty much doubled my income by doing audiobooks. And I think the reason for that is you are tapping into a market that you wouldn't reach otherwise. It sounds silly, but I get emails from so many people saying things like, I don't have time to read, so I listen on the commute. So many reviews that say, one of the best compliments I get from audiobook readers are, you know, I got to work and I was late going in because I was sitting in the car listening to the rest of the story, or I got home from work and I sat on the drive listening to the rest of it. So these are people that maybe they've got kids, maybe they've got very, very busy jobs, so the only time they have to read is in the car or when they're jogging or at the gym or whatever. And, I mean, I have a close friend of mine who's never read any of my books because he's not a big reader, but he's listened to all of them in audiobook format. So this is this entire untapped market, especially now with the rise of smartphones. I think now everybody has a smartphone. Audiobooks, like you say, it's not a box of cassettes anymore. It's not a CD. You can just download it to your phone, and it's there the same way as your iTunes is. And it's pretty seamlessly integrated, you know, especially with Audible. To answer the question, you know, how would you go about it? Audible have a service called ACX. And basically, the beauty of that is that it's a self-publishing platform that Audible own. You can do it yourself. And you have the options. You can either record it yourself. My background's always been in performance, so it's something that comes fairly easily to do. For people that aren't comfortable doing that or don't want to do that, you can either search for narrators on there via hourly rate, or you can agree to – this is what's very smart is you can agree to split the royalties as means of payment, as in, right, I can't afford to pay you, but how about we make the book together and we'll just split the profits 50-50.
Right.
Which is pretty smart. I paid a narrator for my first book and he did a great job, but when I saw how that was selling, I wanted to get the rest of my books out as quickly as possible. So I just did them myself. And what's really nice is with the new book is that because Audible are publishing it, I was able to say, can I have the same narrator as before? And they're paying him to come back on board. Mm. And it's nice not having to narrate it myself. And it's just, to be honest, I haven't heard it yet as well, which is really exciting. You know, I've heard some sort of audio samples, and he got in touch with me and said, look, how about this? Do you want me to do this bit like this? And all that sort of stuff. So hearing your work read by a professional, it's quite a unique experience.